Hello and welcome, my lovelies, to the D Word. I am your host, Deanna Butcher, spiritual development coach. This season, we are diving in deep and we are talking all things spiritual. It is time to awaken, illuminate, and transform your life, my lovely, and I am blessed you've chosen me to be your guide. Let's dive in. Hello, lovelies, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we are diving right in, and I wanted to continue the discussion with you here on the podcast because we've been talking about it constantly over the last couple of weeks over at the Facebook group. So check out the links below. Follow me there on Facebook. Pop me a message and interact with me over there. Certainly, if you're new to the podcast today, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for tuning in. And for all of you who are liking the podcast, downloading it, sharing it on your pages, and sharing it with your friends, I absolutely love and appreciate each and every one of you. These messages that I share are, there's always a little something in it for me when I share, you know, and as part of my healing and my direction. And so you guys get to know a little bit about me each and every time. But more importantly, about yourselves. And how we interact with each other and what our purpose is here. And we've been talking a lot, specifically in this season, right, about how we need to exercise our free will. That was an important message that we received last week, right, when I channeled the higher council. It was a highly important message. And it was one that many found so powerful. And a few came back with the same question. It's, you know, they were inspired to take action and inspired to make the change and inspired to exercise their free will. They were ready for this moment, ready to change, ready to improve their life. And then how do we do that? And so I've been sharing and tapping in and looking at the individuals intuitively, saying, well, this is what I feel like some of your blockages may be. Does this make sense to you? Let's move through it. And this is how you can do that, right? And then I also came across a book that I'm sure I've talked about it here on the podcast, but I brought it up again. This was a symbol that I've been seeing now for about a week. And I've been sharing this with the folks that are reaching out to me. So if you guys have heard this and I've already read this to you, please love and support this message for others who haven't heard it yet, because I know I've shared this last week. I'll be reading a bit of an excerpt here in a little while and talking about the book, The 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. And if you don't know who Jordan Peterson is, check him out. It's absolutely incredible. He's a clinical psychologist, and he's now become one of the world's most influential public thinkers and lecturers. And he talks a lot about the Bible in relation to the religious aspect of why we are the way we are. And he really engages with you from a highly intellectual space. And every time I've read his book or reached deep into watching his lectures, because he does publish them on YouTube, and there's always so much to reflect on and think about. And it comes from a common sense state, but you can tell that the way he connects and the way he thinks is just incredibly inspiring. And so I use him a lot when we work with the mindset, him and Dr. Joe Dispenza. And so if you're looking for books to read on the topic, as we continue to share books, I've mentioned this one, probably in every podcast, but Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about free will, the quantum thought theory, and how our thoughts matter, right? And last week, the higher council channeled and said, look, we got to start exercising our free will. Now is the time to do that. And so as I say, folks have reached out and said, okay, well, Deanna, how do I do that now? And for the most part, many of us, as we've awakened, we've healed from the traumas. We've healed from many situations. Many of you have left toxic relationships. Many of you have quit jobs. Many of you have started new endeavors. now a lot of you, this is the first time you've reached a great challenge financially because of the COVID and everything that we're now experiencing for the first time here in our humanity. And then we're also shifting and going through this incredible transformation of our souls right now. So as we're doing that, we're diving deep, we're going within, right? We do our meditations, we ask the universe for signs, you're getting your synchronicities, you know that you have to heal. And it always seems to come back to the easiest pinpoint. And it seems so easy once you hear it, is that this isn't about the big awakening, the big shift, that we have to do this in some grand expose, that it's going to be some Hollywood production of transformation, that you're going to have this incredible awakening shift and you're going to be a whole new person. You do feel like you become a whole new person. You do shift. It is a magnificent transition, but it doesn't happen all at once. Many of you who've awakened can attest to this, and those that are awakening right now know it is the hardest thing that you as a soul have ever had to do. You expose all the things in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? And about yourself and about the world around you, because we understand then, once you awaken, you understand your thoughts, feelings, and emotions are simply a projection of the reality that's in front of you. You create the world in front of you. And when you begin to be angry and upset and depressed and saddened, and you exhibit that to the world, it's purely a reflection of what's going on inside. And one of the hardest things that we end up having to see as a challenge is, how do we just take care of ourselves? And that's the simplicity of it. Is not necessarily diving deep and looking for that one trauma we haven't let go of, or that one thing that our subconscious mind's been carrying, which those things are very important. But I feel like for many that have gone with this wave with me, who have, my students, the people that have been following me, the people that have been coming to get healing sessions and intuitive sessions from me for the last few years through their awakening, kind of reaching the same point right now, where we're saying, look, you're telling me that you've reached the point where you've healed so much, but now what? And it gets to the point now where, when there's not the big things to work on, what's left? Because there still feels, for many of you, and if you can, understand this, or you feel this within yourself right now, you can relate to this, I'd love to hear from you. Because we get to the point where the healing is done, and now we don't know what to do next. And I wanted to bring up and read this excerpt from Jordan Peterson's book. And the 12 Rules for Life, each chapter is a rule. And he talks about the importance of it. And even from a biblical standpoint, he breaks it down. The chapters are very thick. They're very fully descriptive, right? Highly intellectual. What I did is I picked a part of it that just lit my soul when I read this for the first time about a year and a half ago now. It was about a year and a half ago. And it was so life-changing for me at that moment because, one, I needed to hear it, right? I picked up the book for a reason. I read it for a reason. I'd been following recently at that point. I'd been following him for just a few months by the time we bought the book. And learned so much from him that then I wanted the book. And so when I got it, and I hadn't read any of the other chapters yet, I went directly to Rule 2, treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. And I want that to be a question to yourself right now. What is it that you do consistently for other people, but that you never do for yourself? Right, as mums, as wives, parents, there's always somebody to take care of besides yourself. You're worrying about everybody's well-being. You are caring for them. You are, and sometimes when there are children, that's our, it's not that it's a job, but it's who we are, right? We need to do those things. And especially now, and I think this in particular is where the overwhelm comes from. Because when you have a family, you have responsibilities, you've got jobs, maybe multiple jobs, you are balancing life amongst something like this, you know, the shutdown of the country. And now more than ever, we aren't taking care of ourselves first because we are, in many cases, literally putting the mask on other people. Making sure our kids are okay before we're okay. Making sure our spouses are okay before we're okay, right? And this is something that has been so huge in this last week. Because I think now people are getting to the breaking point of this whole quarantine, with the whole staying at home thing. Initially, it was a nice little break. It was kind of tough. It's like, wow, what do we do? Then we're getting the pour of information from the world of recognizing now the world is this way or was this way because now it's changing, right? Whether you consider it to be a conspiracy theory or not, this, it's the truth. So the fake news is being exposed, the fake news about the COVID's being exposed. Like, it's a lot of information to take in. And you're awakening at the same time because this is a forcible awakening for many, right? When you begin to understand that the world isn't what you thought it was, that's part of our awakening. It's like step one of the awakening. And then you begin to understand, I have free will. I have power. I have the ability to make the necessary changes to improve my life. So then as you get this empowerment coming into you, then you begin to see, well, you know what? The initial effects of this whole country shut down and of everything, we learned a lot about humanity. We're learning a lot about ourselves. We're coming together as communities. We got to see the beauty in those things, right? Immediately we went into action to say, what can we do? How can we learn? How can we prepare for all of this? People were, you know, although scattered, were still comfortable. Now we're getting to the point where money's running out for many families. We're getting to the point where many people are going to have to make some really big financial decisions and detrimental decisions have been forced on them from the exterior. And because we're in such service to our children, our spouses, our communities, our neighbors, and we're playing this role for so many, and certainly if you're a healer, you're feeling this, the effects of this right now, because you're helping so many people. And if you are a healer or like a frontline worker even as well, right? Healthcare, you don't have to be a spiritual healer to help heal people. I'm including all of the doctors, the nurses, the psychologists and psychiatrists that are helping people, mental health, all of it. We're feeling the effects of that. And certainly if you're an empathic healer, you're feeling the world right now change and you're trying to be happy. You're trying to improve yourself and help your family so that you're not being led down this saddened rabbit hole, because it can hit depression very quickly in times like these. Because you're even if you're not buying into the fear that's on the outside, right? Many of you aren't. I'm not. But it still affects you, right? And it does. So right now, more than ever, we need to take care of ourselves first. Because if we don't, we're many parents. And certainly if you know, you're like myself, like I have the blessing of being able to run my business from home. I've had to make big changes with the business. So now it's to the point where a lot of my students were finishing up their classes now. And I've got the podcast. And aside from distance healing, you know, I can't have clients to my home now. And I'm working around my husband's schedule because I've got the kids at home. So I can only work at night and on weekends. So it's a big shift and a transition to manage, right? And I think we're doing it fairly well. But, you know, it's really figuring out what's important to you, right? And for many, it it's stressful. And I think I reached a breaking point this last week mentally, because you're getting everybody's energy, right? Everybody's frantic. People are like, come on, let's decide what we're going to do as a province, as a country, as a state. Now we're pissed off at the effects of what's going on in the world. And we thought that once all the news came out, and I mean, maybe it was wishful thinking, but you know, it's like once all the news came out that all this shit was now being exposed, that the Clintons and everybody else is being exposed, now people are calling us the fake news. And it's like, what the hell? Like, you know, and people are turning against each other. And this is worse than the political motives. Like, it's worse now for many people who had a voice and were sharing this information and were talking about it openly. And then now you're getting bombarded by negativity in your newsfeed and in your Facebook responses and your posts. And you're simply here as a being like we're supposed to be doing, sharing the truth and sharing the reality. And then you're getting shit on for it by people who aren't awakened and who don't understand. And many of you are, and I'm so proud of this, are handling it with grace and dignity. And you understand that these people aren't awakened yet. And I want to celebrate you. And I share love with you in that you are awakening, not necessarily the right people, but you are there for your group of individuals. And even if you change one life in this, and including your own, that's what you were here for. And I think we've taken that responsibility very seriously too, you know, myself included, to awaken people. That's my job. I knew that's what I was here for, to awaken, illuminate, and transform people's lives. And when you're seeing so much destruction, you're seeing so many people hurt, and you don't know where to start, and you don't know how to help people. I mean, people have been coming to me for, you know, consistently, which is great, you know, talking on the feeds and sharing their responses to the podcast, and they're reaching out. And so it's been great. And being able to help people in that magnitude. And I feel like there's still more that I can do. And I don't know what that is. And I think many of you are in that situation. And I think to the point where last week, I burned myself out being of service. And I didn't help myself first. So when the kids become rambunctious and they're running around and they don't want to do their schoolwork, and I had to laugh because I saw in my feed today, in the homeschooling group that I'm a part of, and many of you parents can relate, there was a meme that was created, and this woman, she reaches out to the group and she says, please pray for my 8-year-old, as they were requested to write 4 sentences today. Like, children are breaking down right now. They're pushing our buttons. They would rather play. Like, it's nice out now. And, you know, so we're dealing with a lot of pressure. We're dealing with a lot of consistent, like, chaos in our lives right now that we weren't used to. I ran my business before while my kids were gone at school. They'd come home. I was done my job by the time they came home. Now I'm trying to manage all of that, plus everything else. So it's a lot to manage. So many of you out there understand, like, that when you reach your breaking point, you fall, and you fall hard, right? And you know, I think for last week, I got tired, right? Because it affects your ability to sleep. There's so many changes going on in the world right now. And although I'm, for the most part, happy, there's still this feeling of tension and uncertainty, right? And I think where this led to me now to believe and to understand, it's like, look, no, we need to help ourselves. And why aren't we helping ourselves as individuals first? So how do we begin to shift our mindsets to where we begin thinking and reacting and healing ourselves, even after the main healing's been done? How do we maintain our mindset as we continue to shift? So I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Dr. Jordan Peterson's book, The 12 Rules for Life. And this is on page 62, chapter 2. And this chapter is called, it's one of his rules, or the second rule is, treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. And I think that's huge. So I'm going to go on. I'm going to read some excerpts from his book. And as I do, I want you to reflect on what this means for you and how this is going to empower you to shift that mindset, to find your power, so that this week can be the life-changing week that you've needed. So page 62. You deserve some respect. You are important to other people as much as to yourself. You have some vital role to play in the unfolding of the destiny of the world. You are therefore morally obligated to take care of yourself, you should take care of, help, and be good to yourself in the same way that you would take care of, help, and be good to someone that you loved and valued. You may therefore have to conduct yourself habitually in a manner that allows you some respect for your own being, and fair enough, but every person is deeply flawed. If that stark fact meant, however, that you had no responsibility to care for yourself as much as others, everyone would be brutally punished all the time. That wouldn't be good. That would make the shortcomings of the world, which can make everyone who thinks honestly, questioning the very propriety of the world, worse in every way, that simply cannot be the proper path forward. To treat yourself as you were someone you were responsible for helping is instead to consider what would be truly good for you. This is not what you want, it's also not what would make you happy. Every time you give a child something sweet, you make that child happy. That does not mean that happy you should do nothing for children except feed them candy. Happy is by no means synonymous with good. You must get children to brush their teeth, and they must put on their snowsuits when they go outside in the cold, and even if they might object strenuously, you must help a child become virtuous, responsible, awake being, capable of full reciprocity, able to take care of himself and others, and to thrive while doing so. Why would you think it's acceptable to do anything less for yourself? You need to consider the future and think, what might my life look like if I were caring for myself properly? What career would challenge me and render me productive and helpful so that I could shoulder my share of the load and enjoy the consequences? What should I be doing when I have some freedom to improve my health, expand my knowledge, and strengthen my body? You need to know where you are so you can start to chart your course. You need to know who you are so that you can understand your ardent and bolster yourself in respect to your limitations. You need to know where you are going so that you can limit the extent of chaos in your life, restructure order, and bring the divine force of hope to bear on the world. You must determine where you are going so that you can bargain for yourself so that you don't end up resentful, vengeful, and cruel. You have to articulate your own principles so that you can defend yourself against others taking inappropriate advantage of you, and so that you are secure and safe while you work and play. You must discipline yourself carefully. You must keep the promise you make to yourself and reward yourself so that you can trust and motivate yourself. You need to determine how to act toward yourself so that you are the most likely to become and stay a good person. It would be good to make the world a better place. Don't underestimate the power of vision and direction. There are irresistible forces able to transform what might appear to be unconquerable obstacles into transversible pathways and expanding opportunities. Strengthen the individual. Start with yourself. Take care with yourself. Define who you are. Refine your personality. Choose your destination and articulate your being. You could begin by treating yourself as if you were someone you're responsible for helping. End quote. And it's so powerful because, like he says, you know, really, when we begin to come into ourselves and say, what is it that I need? You begin to then understand, well, what's going to make you happy? Where are you going to go? How are you going to get there? Those answers become more clear. Because when we surround ourselves with the chaos, when we surround ourselves with negativity, negative people, the chaos that's going on in the world right now, we're so oppressed by all of that and then become depressed by it that we can't think freely for ourselves and help ourselves. Because if we can't do this, then our children can't do the same. No one can do the same. Not even me as your healer can help you see that and make these big changes in your life. I could tell you, and this is part of the big change of course of how I'm helping you now. I could tell you what your future holds. I could tell you that if you make this decision, you take this path, you do these things, you heal this, 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 and this, These are the obstacles you're going to have in front of you. And if you continue to push forward and make these proper decisions that are laid out in front of you, this is what you will have. But if I told you that, which I've been doing in the last 5 to 7 years, through my psychic intuitive sessions, I've been outlining for many of you your entire year, month by month, telling you exactly how you're going to progress, what challenges you're going to be faced, what things that your higher self, the higher council, the God, the universe wants you to learn and to know. Many of you did the work. Many of you have improved. Many of you are living the life that you set for yourself, and you are doing fabulous, and I celebrate you. For the people that struggled with that, this was the first step. Every time that people come to me for sessions, it's always diving deep. It's always having them reassess, reevaluate, understand who they are. And if they don't like who they are, how are they going to change it? What do they need to heal from so that they can be the best and highest version of themselves? And we can't do that until we dive deep. And then that's a scary part. We're so scattered in our lives because we don't know who we are. That's our purpose, to figure that out, though. So when we feel disconnected and we feel like we're veering off path and that we're out of control and we are depressed and we have this anxiety and we don't take care of ourselves, it's no wonder that we don't find our bliss. You begin to accept within yourself that this is as good as it's ever going to be. But that's simply not the truth. To know your world, you must know thyself first. To heal others, you must heal thyself. When you begin to heal yourself, you can begin to move through your life in a purposeful way that is meaningful to you. And there's no right or wrong way to do that. It simply is, but it must be done. And right now, more than ever, and I've been pushing this so hard for you guys because it really is that simple. Right now, despite the chaos going on, all of that had to happen so that you could figure out who you were, what you wanted, and what you were going to do about it. People get to the understanding of they've healed, they've got through all their traumas, like we said in the beginning. But now they don't know what to do about it. Where to start. They're ready to take the leap, but they don't know what to do. And this is where we are with humanity right now. That's why the universe, the higher council, told me, Deanna, you can't be giving people the answers anymore. That was my job up until now, to help you, to so that you could see that by changing your life, you could have the life you wanted. To open doors for you so that you could understand that this is what you wrote for yourself. This is the story, your Akashic record of your life that you wrote coming here. So it could be outlined for you so that you would have hope. Now we can't rely on that hope. You have to start doing now. You've healed. And if you're just going through your healing processes, it's going to be something you reach eventually. Continue to do the healing. Continue to do the work. Lean into yourself. Change your thoughts. They matter. And if you haven't heard the podcast yet that I talked about that your thoughts matter, thoughts in the quantum field, listen to that podcast. Listen to all of them. Even go back to season one where I talk about finding your strength. I share my spiritual story. I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to have to move through all of this. I know what it's like to see your traumas in your face constantly until you heal from it. And I can help you do that. And in my heart, I believe that I had the life that I did have so that I could understand you and could help and be a pivotal part of your journey, simply because I've been there. Now it's time for us as a collective to stand in your truth and make the changes that you're supposed to make. That's why I can't do the psychic readings anymore. I just started going back. I added to my list of services last week. So if you haven't checked out my list of services, go back and check them out. Hit up the website, deannabutcher.com. That's Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, and then Butcher, B-U-T-C-H-E-R.com. And I have the list of services there, and I have included intuitive sessions. the intuitive sessions now, and this is what you need to realize and understand for yourself. This is why I read this part of the book for you today. Because we can't tell you, and I say we, the higher council, God, the creator, cannot tell you anymore what's going to happen. Because now you have to lean in and start trusting yourself. Know that you have the tools that you need to succeed. You have the tools that you need to move through whatever it is you're going through. And you can come to healers such as myself to help you uncover those traumas, help you uncover those things, help you find your destiny in that way. Help you tap into your highest self. So what, when you come to me, you say, well, I understand that I really need to get to know who I am. How do I do that? I need help. I need guidance. That's what I'm here for. That's what my 8-week transformation program is all about. Tapping into who you are so that you can feel comforted and confident in yourself so you can navigate the world the way you want to navigate it. So these sessions now, I won't be doing anything superficial. No more, guys, can we be saying, does he love me? Is he the one? Is she the one? Are they my soulmate? No. Quit looking in your exterior for your answers and go within and start loving yourself first. Start taking care of yourself. Start doing the work within yourself, changing your mindset, creating new habits for yourself that are positive and empowering. Surround yourself with empowering people that are there to help you and love you and guide you so that you can do that and have the free space to do that for yourself. Create the environment for yourself that you feel safe in. And if you don't have that, that's where I can come in. I can help guide you. I can be your safe place. Because now it's time for you to transform, step into this version of you so you can have the life that you want. Truly, the planets, the stars are in alignment right now for this year. We anticipated this year as souls. That's why this year is so important. It was going to be the most challenging, yet the most rewarding and transformational of our lifetime. Don't waste time thinking that you can't have the life that you want strictly because you don't know how to help yourself. If not me, there's so many people that I can point you in the right direction of that are doing the same work as I am, that are here to serve you and help you, just as we've served and helped ourselves and each other as a soul group of healers. They are amazing, amazing people that I've had the fortune and blessing of working with over the last, nearly decade. It's time to reach out and make these changes for yourself, guys. Now is the time. Put yourself first this week. Do that in small increments and go back and understand that, as he said, you deserve some respect. You are important to other people as much as to yourself. And you have the vital role to play in unfolding the destiny of the world. You want to change this world? And you feel that that's a big task to do. Who am I to change the world? Who am I to raise the vibration of humanity and change the consciousness? Simply by doing it for you and you alone changes everything. We talked about that before. It takes strength. It takes determination. You're going to be tested. You're going to maybe run yourself through hell doing this. But you're going to know who you are and what you want, who you're going to be. You're going to know your why. And I'm going to leave you with this today, as I always leave you with something. I'm going to repeat what Jordan said. You could begin by treating yourself as if you are someone you are responsible for helping. Take care. Many blessings.